Welcome back to our Let's Talk Dallas County program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today it's part two of our conversation with Iowa District 14 Senator Sarah Chongaria, as yesterday Sarah discussed the firefighters' cancer coverage bill that's moving through the state government committee, and then also talked about Iowa's property tax with the leaders of the House plus the Senate Ways and Means Committees, revealing House Study Bill 313 and Senate Study Bill 1208. And now, Sarah, as we continue, you've also voiced your opinion about Governor Kim Reynolds taking away civil rights protections for Iowans. Can you explain what's going on in this situation?
Yeah, so in 2007, the Iowa Civil Rights Code was expanded to add sexuality and gender as protected categories. The reason we have these protected categories in the Civil Rights Code, religion, race, sex, is because we have a long history of some people just not being treated fairly, being discriminated against, and these protections try to balance things out to make life more fair in our state. And in 2007, the business community was really instrumental in saying, we need this. We need this to make sure that our community is a great place for people to live and feel welcome. And it's a really helpful thing. And so when that bill was signed into law, they did it at Principal Financial. You know, it was that connected to the business community. So now 18 years later, there was a bill introduced very quickly. This was one of those happened in under a week things, where a bill was introduced and it was moved through committee and to debate in a very short amount of time to take away protections for gender. So that means that these are protections against discrimination in housing, in education, in commerce, so like banking and lending, force, so you can't be discriminated against at your job or, you know, not hired or fired because of discrimination. And so these are really important protections. And so the folks pushing this change said, oh, it's not going to cause more discrimination. It's not going to make people vulnerable to discrimination because there's other laws protecting them. Well, we need state protections too. And so there was an attempt to say, well, if it's not about allowing people to be discriminated at work, let's keep that piece. And there was an amendment made and that was voted down. Well, if it's really not about allowing people to be discriminated in finances, let's keep that piece. And that amendment was voted down. So it wasn't really a genuine argument, I believe. So now Iowa is one of the first states in the nation to take away rights that we have given to our citizens. And we have opened the door to discrimination in a number of areas that are really important to just daily life, housing, the workplace pieces, you know, those are some really serious, you know, and the financial piece. Those are basic life things that everyone should have protections against discrimination for. Nobody should be vulnerable. And so I'm really concerned. I'm concerned about the message it sends that Iowa is a state that's willing to take away rights because the author of the bill, who's a member of the Iowa House, said, I don't think there should be any protected classes. So religion, race, sex, sexual identity, all of those things now are on the table. And it's very possible, if we did it before with this issue, that other rights, other classes of people are going to find themselves being opened up for discrimination. It's just not a good practice. And so I'm just really concerned about that.
Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts about that. And as we finish up here, of course, what I always like to ask is, what are other bills that you're trying to tackle there within the Senate?
So I introduced a bill this week, and there's a lot going on in the legislature, but I think it's important. I introduced a term limits bill. I think that nobody should make a career out of state government. And sometimes what you see is people just kind of hanging out. And if they're in a safe seat, whether it's Republican or Democrat, they become less responsive to their constituents. They become less active in the ways that they need to be working and in representing Iowans. And I don't think it's good for our state. I don't think it's good for the process. I don't think it's good for the voters. And so the term limit proposal I made was just about the legislature, the House and the Senate, limiting folks to 12 years. And I'm like, you can't accomplish what you need to in 12 years. What are you doing? You know, so it feels like a good amount of time. And if somebody were to leave the legislature for a period of time, the clock would start over. They could come back. But what we see in a lot of like boards of directors for nonprofits is a practice of term limits so that you can have new voices come in. And I think it's important that other folks have the opportunity to serve and that we are encouraging more and different voices to be part of the process. As part of this legislation, we also introduced a piece about banning stock trading for members of the legislature, because we're weighing in on all kinds of issues that impact the financial world. And we know things about what might happen or what is happening. We get access to information, and it isn't fair that we would be trading stocks while knowing and weighing in on all these decisions. And so I know it's been a problem at the federal level. I can't do anything about the federal level, but I can do something at the state level. So that's something that I think could be a start to help us have a more responsive and fair and accountable government for the state of Iowa.
And again, we have been speaking here with Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone-Garriott. And Sarah, well, really appreciate you sharing your thoughts on all of those matters, very important things, and wish you luck as this legislative session continues to go here. And thank you, as always, for joining us.
Well, and I just want to encourage everybody listening, you know, if you don't know who your state legislators are, Google who is my Iowa state legislator. Send them an email. Tell them what they should hear from you. They should know what's on your mind.
Absolutely. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.